There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We were talking about the prop bet monster last hour.
You can't handle it.
And Brady Quinn won by way of the fact that there was a LeVar Arrington jersey sighting in the crowd in one of the first two rows on the Ricky Seals-Jones touchdown, which won it for Washington. LeVar is disputing this, even though there's clear visual evidence on replay.
It's not clear.
He thinks it's a 58. It's a Wilbur Marshall. It's LeVar. That's a 56.
Berto. You came
in. It's inconclusive.
Oh,
thank
okay.
You.
I have
wow.
Been,
thank
okay.
you.
Right. Wow. Wait, so what's the call on the field, though?
It's inconclusive.
Call
man.
On the field
well,
is
no.
It's a 56.
Yeah. That's,
hey,
that's,
call on the field's
going,
a 56.
We're leave
if
it.
It's inconclusive, we stick with 56.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right.
I said we're
going to
stick with it.
All right.
It.
I'm going to tweet
on,
it out
hold on,
here.
Hold on.
I'm
who
tweet
is 58?
Wilbur Marshall.
Yeah. It's not Wilbur Marshall, dude.
Who was it?
Come on, man.
Who was it?
It was 56.
It's you. It's 56.
No, you, what do you mean it wasn't Wilbur Marshall? It was. It was a 58.
Are there that many Wilbur Marshall jerseys out there?
I mean, he was a dope football player for the Washington football
team. I know
team.
That. I know that. But I'm saying, like, I haven't seen many Wilbur Marshall jerseys out there. We've seen the past 2 weeks.
And by the
we've
way.
We've seen the past 2 weeks two LeVar Arrington jerseys.
Yeah,
I'm
by
just
the
saying.
Way, and nice try trying to claim Wilbur Marshall. He's the Bears. You can't have him. Sorry, pal.
I
Listen.
Mean, you could say that, but he won a Super Bowl with us.
He won a Super Bowl with the Bears,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but he won a Super Bowl with us,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah, but they remember the 85 Bears more so than they remember the
I mean, you
I wouldn't say
realize,
I wouldn't necessarily say
okay,
that.
Okay, here's how we figure this out. How old does the individual look that's wearing the jersey?
He wasn't young.
Oh, well,
he wasn't
I'm just
old.
Saying.
He wasn't old. He,
well, he's got to be
from my generation.
But he's got to be so. There were what seven when Wilbur Marshall
yeah,
won a Super Bowl with Washington.
You got to understand something about Washington football fans. They live in the glory years. Like you'll see. A
well, sounds like Dallas Cowboys fans.
Correct. So you'll see more Troy Aikman, Michael Irving, Emmitt Smith jerseys. So you'll see more jerseys. You'll see Sean Taylor jerseys. You'll see guys like.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you and Sean are at least this millennium.
Yeah, but I'm more of a forgotten player. I'm not like my time came and went in terms of that type of deal. I think Sean's
situation. I'm calling BS. Hey, Brady, you're being real humble right now, but your jersey was there the past 2 weeks.
Brady, check my Twitter account. I tagged you in the tweet, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. If you're listening, you don't have to follow me. I couldn't care less.
I'm not going to click on the link
again.
It's
incredible.
I fall for that every time with you.
It's not that same one, though.
I fall for it every time, and I have to see it every time.
It's not that same one. It's kind of funny. But I did take a video, and I posted it. I'm telling you, that's a 5'6".
You're talking about the tennis shoes on the floor, Brady?
Yeah. There's a bunch. That's one of them.
The new floor.
Yeah. My new hardwood floor.
Yeah, floor. Yeah.
I was really looking at the floor for about 2 seconds.
He'll send me one of his X-ray to.
Yeah, my
it's the X-ray. Oh, there'll be some too where I'm clicking. He's like, hey, I got this this promotion for us. Click on the link, you get 50% off. All right, cool. Next thing I know, I've got to look at Momo again. I mean, that never stops.
I'm telling you, watch the video. It is clearly.
Clearly,
it is
not
a 56.
It really is clearly a 56.
You're watching right now, Brady?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I'm telling you. Geez. I'm telling you, man. I'm not making this up.
It looks pretty clear.
Yes.
You know what it is, too? And from as you zoom in, you actually see it, the six, better because of how the individual moves.
Yes.
And so you can see the six, and it's not an eight.
You guys are too much.
I'm just saying,
it's right there.
You know what was too much?
The video.
Them jumping off sides on a game-winning miss. Field goal. Oof. That was too much.
Well, you know, it happens from time to time.
By the way, I know you said you weren't rooting for either team.
Yeah,
I mean, Washington won. Did you come away, like, happy or not really? Or were you kind of disappointed for New York?
No, I stay neutral. Neutral.
Well, you can't. It's hard to stay neutral when New York started the past, what, 5 seasons, 0-2?
You know that they won the last 5 meetings against. Yeah. There's like a superior.
Daniel Jones
was 4-0 until last night. Yeah.
There's like a superiority complex that New York has against the Washington football team. Like they could be trash, but they some way somehow think they're so much better than Washington that they will beat them.
It's like because John Mara calls Little Danny Snyder.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. How interesting was this? Unless I missed this while I was watching the game, they did not pan up to the owner's box.
Well, is he even there anymore? Is he allowed to go to games?
Is he allowed to go to games?
Because I thought he was staying away from the team. Like
the organization's been in a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, but he can't go to watch his own team play?
By the way, that's why
really?
I remember hearing
he's
that
on
that
hiatus?
He, yeah, that he wasn't allowed to be there for an extended period of time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
His wife is taking a more active approach, I believe.
And also, I heard some people throwing out the idea of, well, you know, if Washington doesn't like their
–
we talked about this before, Brady and I, when they were throwing out the idea of, well, you know, if Washington isn't happy with their quarterback situation, maybe Deshaun Watson's a fit. I can assure you, what has happened with that organization, and women specifically, Deshaun Watson's probably not going to be the guy they make a move for.
That would be highly flammable.
Yeah, that's not a great idea. But
who would it be a great idea for? Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
I mean, I'll
tell
you this much. Yeah. Yeah, you try to put it in Miami. That's just temptation.
Yeah.
On the beach massage therapy.
I don't think so. By the way, LeVar is losing in a landslide on social media right now. Everybody agrees this is a 56. Clearly a 56.
It's like one person that responded.
There's multiple people. BS. There's 4 people that responded.
Berto was right here with us. He saw it.
Okay.
It was inconclusive.
First of all, Roberto's got in a full-blown food coma.
And
because
it smells so good.
He brought in homemade breakfast burritos that are the size of like snowshoes. And he's eating them. Just shovel them in his mouth. LeVar and I are sitting here fasting while Roberto is eating this food. And he brought his own Cholula hot sauce in.
He said, I got some hot sauce for my burrito, baby.
Hot sauce on my burrito, baby.
He's just lighting up the back room right now.
100%.
Soon to be.
Yeah. You know who's in for it? The people at the supermarket when he picks up his case of Negra Modelo's after the show.
Nice.
It's a Friday tradition.
Nice. Friday.
Everybody in the beer aisle is getting crop dusted. That's what's happening.
Why do you go black over especial?
Wow.
Because it just tastes better.
Yeah.
All right.
Once you go black, you don't go back. They say.
He ain't going back.
Hey, it says Negro.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I was LeVar Arrington.
That's
what's on the bottle.
Yes, that is. Well, that is so sensitive.
Hey, man, it's
real out here. I just want to lose my job, man.
It's so real out here. Yeah, man, you gotta stay warm.
By the way, can we talk about a team that might?
I'm trying to stay cold.
Knowing that one, huh?
A team that might be in a little bit of a tough spot moving forward. The Baltimore Ravens continue to deal with injury issues. Now Ronnie Stanley is going to be out this week. Villanueva, Brady's guy Villanueva is going to be moving back to his more natural position, as they say. But now they've got injuries on the offensive line. We know what's happened in the secondary. We clearly know what's happened at the running back position. Oh, and by the way, you get the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday night. Like the Baltimore is in all of a sudden a tough spot. Then they went from, and I know Brady was talking about, well, they really wanted to go for it in the preseason. They were trying to break a record, and I know that was all Brady that was doing that while we were doing shows before the year. It just feels like you talk about snake bit teams. The last couple of weeks have been terrible for the Baltimore Ravens. Not even including what happened on Monday night against the Raiders.
Right. Yeah. I mean. Injuries can, when you have injuries of this magnitude to a team, it could decimate you in a way where you just cannot be as competitive as you were originally anticipating you would be. And so they're going to have to try to figure it out. I mean, I will say this. I still think that their defense is good enough to be the catalyst for them. Offensively, they have to do better. Lamar Jackson has to do better. They all have to do better, or it's not going to get better, and it's not going to magically get better. They're going to have to figure out what they're able to do with the personnel that they have remaining.
Chris Westry.
I love how you made this conversation so serious, by the way, Jonas.
Yeah, right.
You were trying to break away from whatever we were talking about to get back to sports. Back
well,
to
listen,
serious.
I mean, you know, we went from a Negro Modelo, and I didn't know really where to go from there.
You were worried where I was going. It.
Yeah.
My whole thing with like the Baltimore Ravens,
it's just gonna go right to it, huh? Yeah, back to it.
I want to acknowledge the fact that Jonas was trying to be the mature adult.
That was,
somebody's gotta be.
That's how the show usually goes.
I think the interesting thing is when you look at the Chiefs and when they have trouble with opponents, when they lose, it's always going to be a team that's able to kind of go blow for blow with them, meaning also be able to hit some big plays from the pocket. Like, I don't think that where the Baltimore Ravens are right now and where Lamar is right now playing from the pocket, he's just not able to do that. And whether that's him, the scheme, the O-line, lack of protection, we saw that with Villanueva in week one, or the receivers, whatever you want to put it on, and it's always a combination of things, it's not the right matchup, it's not the right formula for them to have success, right? Like, you go back to last year, where the Las Vegas Raiders go into Arrowhead, and they're able to go blow for blow with the Chiefs. They weren't scared, and they were able to match those big plays all game long and be able to get a win. And that's just one of those examples, but I think that's what it takes in order to beat the Chiefs. And this is obviously usually when they're on, right? Their O-line's healthy, or they're not decimated with injuries, which they were in last year's Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But even then, you still have to find ways of creating big plays. And I think those, a lot of times, those teams that can't do that, or like even the Browns, what did it come down to? I mean, they were up on them, but ultimately it was going to take Baker Mayfield and the Browns leading a drive at the end of the game, throwing their way down the field to be able to make that happen. They couldn't do it. Like, that's what you have to do, and that's, I think, the hard thing is for Baltimore is they've got a ceiling right now, and they're never going to get past that ceiling to a Super Bowl if they can't figure out how to improve their passing game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
Chris
that.
Westry is a backup cornerback. He also got dinged up, and there's a chance he might go on the IR. And if he goes on the IR,
is that the dude who's like 6'4"?
I don't know.
I have to look him up. One of them, they were showing him. I was like, that is one of the biggest cornerbacks I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm trying to – I don't know if that's it, but listen to this. He would be the 15th player to go on IR this year for Baltimore and the ninth guy in the last 24 days.
One thing to pay attention to is that the defensive front of Cleveland is not as good as the defensive front of Baltimore.
I don't know about that.
I don't think it's better.
Why is there a pass rusher that Baltimore has that you like a young guy?
I don't think they're Houston Campbell. They got the young rookie in Oway. I don't think that they're as good up front as Baltimore. That's just my take on it. But I do think that you got the best of the best between the two of them and Myles Garrett. I don't look at the rest of the line, and I'm not saying I'm blown away by Cleveland's defensive front. Anyway, I do believe that they will get after the quarterback better, and I think that this will be more of a test of seeing if they can stop a defense that has a very, very aggressive defensive front, which you'd have to assume that's the only way that they believe that they're going to even have remotely the opportunity to win this game is to pressure Pat Mahomes and try to mimic. Well, they're going to try to mimic what Tampa Bay. Everybody that has personnel that can try to mimic what Tampa Bay did is going to try to do that. And I think up front, Baltimore will try to do that. Front seven.
Oh, God, I don't think that's a. I never feel like that's a winning formula versus them.
And you might be right because you got to have offense to go with it.
Yeah, I think you just play like soft zone coverage, more like a three-man rush, and constantly see if Patrick Mahomes is willing to be disciplined enough to just dink and dunk and take the check down or take the swing and just throw to his backs and then rally up tackle in space. Like, I think that's a better formula. And by the way, see if Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy are willing to say, yeah, we're just going to turn into a running the football team for this game. Because I think they hate doing that. Like, I know as a fan, like, watching them, I'm like, yeah, this isn't very entertaining. Like it looks like – it feels like Patrick Mahomes is having an off day, and it's not. It's just how the defense is playing him. I think that's a better formula to me.
They ran the ball against Buffalo last year, and people hated it watching Kansas City run the ball the way they did. They're like, what the hell's this?
If you wait on Kansas City – they're going to get you. If you go after Kansas City, they're going to get you. So I guess it's just kind of a matter of picking your poison.
How you want to die?
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of
a quick death or a slow death.
Hey, you want to get kicked in the balls or step on a Lego?
I know if I was playing against them and I was on the field and if we were sitting in a soft zone, I'd be looking at our D coordinator like, are you being serious? Are you being serious? Like, you want me to sit in a zone and watch Kelsey or watch the cheetah run right through my zone? And you want me to sit there and look and wait, watch him run through my zone, and then try to get inside of him. Like, it's not – and they're so systematic in how they get you because they're always crossing somebody into that sweet spot of a defense. Defenses, generally speaking, the center of a defense is always going to be exposed. It's always unless a defensive coordinator consciously wants to put a free safety, a high one free safety – in the center of the field, center fielder, you're generally going to have the center of the field open at some point in time at like what Brady, like 15 yards beyond, like at that 15-yard point, there's going to be space in that area every single time. And all they do is run dudes through that space. It's like we're going to run one across, and then here comes another one that's across, and they slow down. Or if Pat Mahomes gets in trouble, it's like, here's home base. Go right back to this center spot of the field, and this is where I'm going to throw it. And that's just kind of what they do, and nobody stops it. Nobody stops it. I've not seen anybody stop it. Or keep running through it. We're in this space. Here's the open space. Oh, it's open all the way across. Keep running through it. I'm going to get you. I'm going to catch you there. I mean, the dude will actually throw a no-look pass because he knows how open that part of the field is. Yeah. Think about that.
They're fun to watch, man. It's Outkick the Coverage.
I want to see him lose.
Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Coming up in about 20 minutes from now here on FSR, there's an NFL player who made a comparison to the world of football. He made a comparison to something everybody listening to this right now can relate to. So we will get to that here 20 minutes from now on FSR. Right now, though, kind enough to join us here, Joel Klatt, lead college football analyst for Fox. He is in Norman, Oklahoma. He will be on the call for the Sooners and the Nebraska Cornhuskers coming up noon Eastern time. 11 o'clock local time there in Oklahoma on Fox. Joel, we appreciate you popping on with us. Hopefully it's been a much more smooth morning for you than it has been Brady Quinn and Norman.
Well, yeah, I was just actually talking with a nice older couple right here at breakfast. They gave a ride to a nice young man early this morning.
That is hilarious. Did they look happy?
He's just got to rub it in. He's got the car service. He's got people carrying his bags. Class just got it all.
Oh, wow.
if you only knew, man, between last night and rolling my flat tire car into the parking garage at the Miami airport, now this, unbelievable.
Oh, dude, listen. We've all been there. I did morning radio in Denver before moving out to Los Angeles. And I would also host the pre and post game shows for the Colorado Rockies, and we would go on the road. And so I would have to do the same thing, Brady. I would have to wake up and really early. And that was before Uber was a thing. So I was just getting like the, you know, 777777 cab service. And I would be in like San Francisco at 4 a.m. trying to get a cab. Oh, gosh. I feel your pain, brother.
Joel, I want to ask you just the before we get into just looking at the game between Nebraska and Oklahoma there and some other games around college football. But obviously the news this week that came out, USC firing Clay Helton. There's been a lot of rumors, a lot of things out there about potential candidates. As far as you view the situation, who are some guys, maybe just in the world of college football, that you think make some sense for USC to go after?
Well, I think that the philosophy of who you get at USC is a lot different than most every other place in college football. You know, in college, like the coach can be and should be usually the biggest star and is a dictator. We got a bunch of Napoleons running around, you know, like they can do whatever they want. The team first mentality, so on and so forth. But at USC, it's different. And to some extent, Miami is this way as well. Coastal places, urban campuses, when those places have success, generally the players become massive stars because of the locations of the school. And so the coach has to be the type of guy that is comfortable enough to be a big star and a big deal at a huge place.
Oh, no.
And yet also has to be comfortable enough in his own skin for his players to be more famous than he is.
Oh, no.
And that's not the case at most schools around the country. And so because of that, I just don't think guys that are, you know, I hate to say it this way, but kind of like college football, rah-rah culture type guys fit. So that's why, like, for me, it's not like a great fit for Matt Campbell or Luke Fickell. And these are guys that I would probably put up at the top of the list for every single job. So for me, it's like an NFL DNA style of coach, a guy that has touched the NFL, understands that world. Those are the type of guys that have had success at USC and Miami throughout the years. You know, whether it's John Robinson and Pete Carroll or Jimmy Johnson and Dennis Erickson and Butch Davis. So for me, I would go after hard like Matt Rhule or Joe Brady. I would go after those type of guys. I think Jeff Hafley would make a lot of sense, the head coach of Boston College. But the guy I would start with first, I know he doesn't necessarily have this NFL DNA, but he's had success at Miami as a player. He's coached under Saban. He's the best recruiter on the West Coast would be Mario Cristobal. So those are some of the names that I would throw out there.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. Don't throw out James Franklin. hey, let me ask you. Look, I want to change subjects on that quick too. Let me ask you about Alabama and Florida going into this game. Historically, Florida has not been afraid of competing against Alabama, as well documented. How big of a game is this for these teams? I mean, Florida is trying to find their way back to the light, Joel, and obviously, you know, Alabama is Alabama. But how big of a game is this weekend?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a huge game, and I think it gets even bigger when there is supposed struggles in 1 week against Mercer for Alabama, which I think Nick Saban's brilliant in a lot of cases. And this is clearly a way that he understands that he can get his team's attention last week in that matchup against Mercer and then have his team's attention for the week leading into Florida. And I think he's one of the best at doing that. When I talk with coaches a lot, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but a lot of them will say, you know, when treating your team, you treat winners like losers and losers like winners, because teams that are losing need a lot of confidence. So you need to build them up. And a lot of winners, you need to bring them back down so that they're coachable and that they have a and can maintain a sense of urgency. I think Nick Saban does that better than anybody. And so he's going to have them ready to go after a game of which I think they had like 95 penalty yards, which is the most for, in a long time for them. And they'll have he'll have that team's attention. I think Alabama wins that game pretty easily because I just don't believe Florida is that good. They're trying to figure out the quarterback situation. It really should be Richardson, but they're trying to make Emory Jones work. Obviously, a couple of interceptions for the second straight game. Richardson with this hamstring, I don't know how healthy he's going to be after that long run, which, by the way, guys, I know zero things about hamstring injuries, zero, because you have to be fast in order to do anything to your hamstrings. And I've been slow as absolute molasses my entire life. So when I see him pull up in the end zone with a hamstring injury, I'm like, that's totally foreign to me.
Joel, I got to ask you about what you witnessed firsthand last week in Columbus, just with Ohio State, the defense, and then your thoughts moving forward. Like, can they change it in season in your mind? Some people speculated they were looking at maybe trying to bring in a former defensive mind, whether it be a former head coach or a guy who was highlighted as a big-time defensive coordinator. Can they fix it, though?
Well, I think that they can, but I also would say after watching that film, and I'm sure you did as well, Brady, it wasn't just the scheme. Yes, the scheme wasn't great, and they didn't adjust, and that's unforgivable.
Right.
But the players played awful. Like, they – LaVari, as you know, every defense is designed to succeed. It's not like you put up defenses that you put it up and everyone's like, hey, man, that's not going to work, but, you know, right. We'll be all right.
Let's run it.
Like, there are responsibilities and details out there, and these guys were horrendous. I mean, I generally don't say that about players in college football because they aren't professionals. But now that they're making a little bit of NIL money, I guess I can say that they played horrendous, even though not all of them are making a little bit of money. but to not crack replace on the outside, to have corners and defensive backs time and time and time again follow with no awareness their man in as their man blocks a linebacker or cracks back on one of those players that is trying to get out of the run box, and not replace him in some sort of support role, for no one to have the edge, for the defensive ends to play that passive against their stretch zone read. I mean, it was atrocious, not to mention the angles and the lack of awareness from their safeties. Not having Josh Proctor in the field really hurt them. That was obvious. Then you get into the coaching situation, though, Brady, about just the inability to adjust. The fact that they don't adjust and go to some sort of man coverage when they are getting torched time and time, or excuse me, zone coverage, when they're getting torched because of their man defense, they can't play it. They don't understand how to play man defense. I don't care if that's what your DNA is as a coach or that's what you have been doing at that place. Your personnel can literally not execute man defense. They're pulling guards, Oregon, out there that are blocking the grass. It's like, right. Hey, pull out there and block the numbers so C.J. Verdell can run totally butt-naked into the end zone. How many times is a good defense supposed to give up butt-naked touchdowns? He's literally not touched. It was a horrendous performance by them, jumping out of gaps. And speaking of, like, help, I would mention, and I failed to mention it on the broadcast, but one of their analysts is actually Paul Rhodes. And so he's already in the building, and I would be pretty surprised if he wasn't actually getting more involved. He's a guy that's been a defensive coordinator a lot in his career. He's been a head coach in his career, and I think that help, or that would be, excuse me, some help on that defensive side for Kerry Combs, who is a bit overwhelmed when it comes to being a play caller on that side of the ball each Saturday. His inability to adjust has really hurt them.
What else are you looking forward to this weekend, Joel, game-wise?
After that last answer, I guess I'm looking forward to seeing Joe.
Okay, all right.
That would be a little bit salty.
All right.
I mean, I think, listen, Nebraska has struggled. That's been well documented. Having said that, there are these like little glimmers of hope for them. Their defense hasn't given up over 400 yards in seven straight games. Adrian Martinez is clearly one of the big play quarterbacks out there, and big plays are ways that you can stay in games like this. The fact that Oklahoma has a propensity to take their foot off the pedal and let teams back in the game. We've seen this, you know, before. So I'm excited about that. Plus, LeVar, I grew up in the old Big Eight, you know, so like this game pulls at my heartstrings
sure.
a little bit.
Yep.
That conference has been decimated. You can argue that Texas decimated the Big Eight first by coming in and demanding a lot of things, and then obviously Nebraska leaves and blah, blah, blah. But like this is a historic matchup, and you could argue that this is one of the matchups that has shaped the modern college football landscape more than any other, because these two teams got so good and so powerful that it led to, in the mid-'80s, Oklahoma suing the NCAA for the right to sell their own broadcasts. And that's where we kind of stand now. That was the landmark changing of the guard when it went from the NCAA selling these games to the individual conferences and schools. So it's a historic game. I can't wait for it. Yeah, I wish that Oklahoma came in here with a little bit more – or excuse me, Nebraska came in with a little bit more juice. But there are those little glimmers of hope for them that maybe give them a chance to – come in here and win. Listen, it was just last year that I was sitting in this very same hotel getting ready for Kansas State, Oklahoma, and none of us thought there was a chance, and you know what, that Kansas State was going to win that game, and they ended up doing it. So this one should be fun too.
Jamel Holiday and Tommy Frazier, that's what you're looking for?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for tomorrow?
Shoot, man. Oof. I think Tommy Frazier might be the best player in college football history that no one talks about anymore.
Hmm. That's wow. interesting. I thought that was me, but, but okay.
Get him on Twitter at Joel Klatt. Joel, we appreciate it. We'll be watching tomorrow, noon Eastern time, Oklahoma and Nebraska on Fox. We appreciate it, Joel.
This nice old couple, by the way, is very complimentary. They said Brady smelled terrific.
Of course.
Is she smiling, yep. Joel?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no. Come on, glowing. Man.
She said, glowing? That young man was so I know.
Bill got all the benefits.
Oh, man. Joel, we'll do it again soon.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah, on the west side.
That doesn't even sound like Brady Quinn.
Brady, you can sing, man.
We will be back on Monday on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox here on FSR. But it is time for something we do to wrap up the show. Every single day, it's a little something we call this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Danny G, to find out what the hell we've missed so far. D?
Let's start with some great audio that Brady found for us. The headline is, Jamal Williams, Packers are like ex-girlfriend, Lions are my rebound. Listen.
They didn't want me like that ex-girlfriend. Shoot, I got to go. But, you know, gladly I got a rebound. It was the Lions. They picked me up. You know what I mean? Now they feed me good, take me to dinners. You know what I mean? Another man's trash is another man's treasure. So, but I'm just having fun, man. It's part of life. You know, you're going to have those type of rejections. You're going to get turned down. You're going to get, you know, people ain't going to want you. But when you get your shot and opportunity again from somebody who will give you your shot, you know, you just got to take that opportunity, be grateful for it, and make it count.
I've never heard anybody so excited to join the Lions. That's it.
Wow. You got to get his chance to make it count, man. He obviously didn't have no other choices.
Why are you so out of breath, Lamar? What happened?
I don't know.
Am I out of breath?
Maybe I am.
A little bit like it.
Yeah, well, because
I love Jamal Williams. He has quotes like this almost every week, but he it doesn't usually get as much play. I'm excited for him. Like, whatever he does in this game versus old team, but, like, whatever he does after football, I hope he gets into broadcast because he would be hilarious to hear how he sees things and listen to some of his interviews.
Yes.
He won't be out of breath when he's giving his opinions.
No, he won't. He will not. Not with these traffic reports.
Oh, geez.
All right. Finally, what a perfect way to end the week. Let's bring in Dub from Nashville.
Dub.
You know, he is an Auburn grad.
War Eagle, baby.
Let's go, baby.
We have Outkick.
Uh-oh.
Dub versus LeVar. Yes.
It's a big one.
For you.
LeVar. Yeah,
well, Dub versus LeVar. Have you seen that line dropping? That line dropping from 7? I think it's down to 4.5.
Is that right?
As a degenerate gambler myself, if I were a Penn State fan, it would make me a little shaky at home. But I can't wait to see the whiteout, honestly. And I cannot wait for Saturday night because I am going to be drunk as a sailor. I might need a babysitter.
Yeah.
LeVar, what's your game day drink of choice?
I bet you can't wait to see the whiteout, Dub. Yeah, I bet you can't wait to see it.
My game day drink of choice. For this one? Oh, it'll be Modelo.
Oh,
Especial.
Oh, yeah.
For Christ's sake. Go back old school. Drink a Rolling Rock.
You know what? I'm going Rolling Rock.
Yes!
Yeah. I don't know. Can I find that around here?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Rolling Rock.
Yeah, you got to.
Trash.
Man.
That beer's trash.
Which one? Rolling Rock?
Garbage.
Yeah, that's Roberto. Yeah, he's racist against Rolling Rock. Hey, why can't you drop the racist against Rolling Rock?
Against
APA
people.
That's racist.
The nerve of you.
Any nerves, speaking of nerves, for the whiteout?
No.
So, Dub, you're not nervous at all going into the whiteout?
The only team that would
fan?
Be able to beat us at a whiteout is Ohio State.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
You
I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to
be
an ugly game. It's going to be a Wisconsin-Penn State type game,
not,
I think.
It's not.
God, if I was at that
we
game.
We are going to manhandle y'all.
I
would get buckled at that game.
You can't come into a whiteout and do, like, y'all are going to be so blown away.
Man, tell me about it.
Yeah.
It's real on these streets, my
real
man.
Out here, bro. You got to stay warm.
Stay warm.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.